Moncrief on News Talk.
Us Irish are known for our way with words, but is there a danger that some of our most unique phrases might die out if we don't preserve them? Well, my next guest is particularly worried about the following expression, jig acting. Journalist Alison Healy has been writing about this in the Irish Times and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Alison.
Good afternoon, Mairead. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Well, I'm better talking to you now than I was to Brendan earlier on in the show about cockroaches. I'd much prefer to talk about this. It was a bit queasy. For anybody who doesn't know, what exactly is jig acting?
Well, I should explain. I grew up in the northwest of Ireland, so it might be something particular to that area. But jig acting was sort of messing around and general devilment, that sort of thing. We were constantly, I'd say a day hardly went by when we were young that we weren't ordered to stop that jig acting or quit that jig acting.
So you're this, would you be like Sligo area or?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I've said, and my mother always said, jigging around, stop jigging around. And that was when you were, physically messing a bit giddy. And I say that now to my 6 and 7 year old all the time. Like, would you stop, just stop jigging around? So I've never heard of jig acting in my area, but jigging around is still said in my home.
Ah, so it must be a variation on it, I would think. I think some people say cod acting.
Yes.
Trick acting.
Yeah.
Do any of those sound familiar?
Yeah, cod acting is very much said in Dublin. So is it the same as gallivanting? Or are they different?
Well, no, but gallivanting is very different.
Oh.
Gallivanting is that sort of really delightful, carefree, fun-filled thing you do. You could end up anywhere, no responsibilities.
Okay.
Gallivanting was a thing we were always ordered to stop doing as well when we were young. We were ordered to stop doing a lot of things.
You were obviously good fun. It sounds like you were jig acting and gallivanting a lot when you were younger, when you were a kid. So what can we do then to, I suppose, preserve these phrases? Because we don't want to lose them.
I know. I think we have a duty, really, to try and slip them into every conversation wherever possible. This is what I'm trying to do, because I say them to my own children and they just look at me completely nonplussed. Because they've never heard them. And I think, too, maybe because our children are looking at content now on social media from the US and the UK and all over the world, and maybe we're gradually losing these sort of words that our parents would have used all the time. They're sort of slipping out of circulation now.
It is a problem, isn't it? I mean, I see it with my own kids, and my youngest, she's just turned 6. I mean, she has what I can only describe as an American accent that has come from nowhere other than the north side of Dublin. You know, and it's from, I suppose, what she's exposed to, what she watches, the kids shows on Netflix or when she was younger, the Coco Melon on YouTube Kids. She hasn't watched anything really on Irish television because it doesn't seem like those programmes are made on Irish TV for kids anymore.
Yeah. I'd say that's a big part of it. This is where the children are getting their words from. Mm. So maybe if we keep using these sort of words, they'll remember them, because I know when I say to my kids to stop jig acting, they just think it's hilarious and maybe they'll start using it then with their own friends. And the same thing with playing puck. That was another one we had when we were young. I don't know if that was a Dublin thing or was it only in the northwest again, where it's sort of up to mischief, really.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Okay, there's a lot of mischief going on in your area. There's one here that I see that's kind of made the list is banjaxed. And that's one, again, I think is still used an awful lot throughout Ireland.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah,
banjaxed. That is very Irish, isn't it?
It really is. And it just means you're absolutely shattered, wrecked, exhausted. The tank is empty.
But it's more descriptive than all those, isn't it? It just has that little bit extra.
It does.
To add, I think.
It almost sounds like a swear word. It has that little oomph in it that it could be a swear word, but it's not. You're allowed to use it.
It's an excellent word.
Isn't it? Yeah. So banjax is one we need to make sure stays. And one that I would never use now, but my mother used it her entire life, was going out to get the messages.
Oh, yes. I'm sure. I don't know, would your children know that if you said you were going out to get the messages now? And putting them in the press was another one. Do people even say press anymore? Is it all cupboards?
I would still say the press, but putting the messages, my children will be thinking I'm putting text messages away somewhere they wouldn't understand. They're the only messages that they understand. But the messages were your shopping and all the different bits and pieces you went out to get.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Probably on your bicycle.
Yeah, there's a couple of messages here. We grew up in Dublin and we were told to stop Mickey acting, which I would...
I've never heard that one.
Trick acting was a version used by my grandmother, and that's John and Navin. Acting the maggot was used an awful lot, and that's from a Dublin listener too. Acting the maggot, I suppose, is still used. And foostering, I would still use that, but it's definitely one I would have heard from my parents or even my grandmother, foostering.
Yeah, that's a great word, isn't it? Where you're sort of rummaging around, but actually getting nowhere, sort of annoying somebody in the whole process of doing it.
That's it. You're rummaging around, but you're actually annoying someone who's there. You're annoying someone too. There's a lovely list of the words there, Alison, and we do have to kind of keep them. So let's try and add a few of them into a couple of sentences today, from jig acting, foostering, tell someone you're a bit banjaxed, maybe put your messages away. And another one that's definitely used when we're talking about babies, making strange.
Oh, yes. Do you think young mothers would use that word nowadays?
I do. And I think I think that's alive and well, because you're trying not to offend the person who you've handed your baby over to hold. But the baby starts crying and the baby stops crying when they immediately go back to the mum or the dad. So you say, oh, he's just making strange. You're making the other person feel OK. But I think that's one that's going to stay.
Yeah, and it's definitely an Irish one, isn't it? I've never heard anybody from outside Ireland talking about making strange.
Yeah, we need to hold on to it and make sure that everything just from Netflix and Disney doesn't go into our young people's words. Alison Healy, journalist, thanks so much for that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.